So anyway, there's now the time to do some meditation, to have some peace, to relax, to be able to put down all the busyness, and I have lots of business as well, to be able to find some peace in this moment. So please, if you'd like to close your eyes. With your eyes closed, just to become aware of the body sitting here. Are you comfortable? If not, you're most welcome to fidget. Because fidgeting is the body's way of using mindfulness and kindness to get in the best possible position. And you get it reasonably okay. And then we do a very quick body sweeping. Quick mindfulness of our body. I like to start with my toes. How are your toes now? First time when I learned this, I thought, there's no awareness in your toes, except if you bang them, squash them, but there are. So you become aware of that sensation in your toes. Once you're aware of something, you can actually start to relax it. Relaxing the feeling in your toes. When you're aware, you have the possibility of feedback. You can see the sensations change. And you can perceive what is relaxation, what is tension. Only slightly, but after a while you can do that. And then I move out to my feet. Become aware of any sensations in the feet. And relax them. Awareness. Feedback. And I move up to my calves of my legs. This is a wonderful little technique to learn because many people use it with great success to overcome insomnia. Either just long-term insomnia or sometimes it's a case that just some nights you can't sleep well. You can relax all the body. So your calves and your legs, how do they feel now? Be aware of them. Notice some change. See if you can relax them. You don't need to force. You try this, you try that, until they experience they're relaxing. They're becoming more rested. They feel better. Into your knees. People have injuries in the knees or they meditate and they get sore. Relax them to begin with. Imagine your knees just sinking into the softest of cotton cushions. So there's no tension on them, no force, no weight, no pulling, no squashing. They're free. And you're aware of those sensations in your knees. You learn just relax them. Like anything with practice, you become quite skillful at being aware of a part of the body and knowing how to relax just a small part. Then you go up to your thighs. There's usually a lot of tightness and tension in the thighs because you know you've been walking, running, doing stuff. The muscles have worked hard. Now you're aware of those muscles, the ache, the pain, or just some feeling you can't give a name to. Aware. And you relax. And again, just like they have been massaged or they've been soaked in warm water. So nothing is held tight. Everything is loose and floppy. And once your mindfulness has relaxed that part of the body, you go up to your buttocks. They get very squashed. Because of the body up the top. And even though there's a pressure there, it's very easy to notice a sensation in your buttocks. Still, you can relax it, you can ease it. And once the buttocks are relaxed, you go up to your waist. And in that waist area, there's the lower part of your spine in the back, there's many organs, there is your colon. And sometimes you can experience an ache or even a pain. Be with it, mindful, and then just be kind to it. Like you're opening the door of your heart to that feeling. And see if you can notice, experience the ache, the pain, dissipating. If it gets worse, then try something different. Until you learn how to relax. All you're actually doing is you're letting things go. That's what relaxes things. It's also known as kindness. Open the door of your heart with no expectations, not asking anything, caring, not curing. And you find it relaxes. People with things like irritable bowel syndrome, things like aches, this is how you can heal them. Feel it get less intense, and now everything is nice and relaxed and loose and easy. And sweep the attention further up the body, halfway up between your waist and your chest. It's a long time since I did any biology, anatomy. So there's all sorts of organs there. You don't need to name them or know exactly which one's which. But you can actually feel sometimes that there's an ache there, or there's a tension, a pressure somewhere. Just focus on that. Let your mindfulness settle on that feeling. Notice it change, sometimes gets better, sometimes gets worse, sometimes gets loose, sometimes gets tense. See if you can find out why. What do you need to do to relax your own body? Just part of your body. Just that part, some organ or some part of your spine or muscles, halfway between your waist and your chest. And then you sweep up the body to your chest area. Many things there, you know, maybe your heart, your lungs. You know, also, I just remembered this because another invitation to the Cancer Support Association, now known as Solaris. Haven't replied yet, but I'll get there. Many people with breast cancer. You know that sometimes people can pick that up early. When they're sweeping up through the body, feel there's a tension, a tightness, there's something which is unbalanced. So you can feel that part of your body, just with your mind. Focus on there. You can feel that weird sensation, unusual feeling, get more or less according to how you relate to it, your attitude towards it. Give it fear, get out, you don't belong, it gets worse. Give it kindness, acceptance, peace, it gets less. So you're making peace, being kind, being gentle to that part of your body. And you can feel it get better. You can feel it relax. Then you can sweep up to your shoulders, relax them even without a massage, just by focusing on them, being aware of them, and learning from the feedback. I do this with my mind, it gets worse. I do this, it relaxes. Everything gets nice and loose. Down your arms, your upper arms. There's usually not much there, but sometimes you'll be surprised. There's an ache, a pain, some sort of muscle has been sore or stretched too far and it's a bit painful. Maybe an old injury. You relax it. You might then go to your elbow. They don't call it tennis elbow anymore, they call it texting elbow. Too much time on the keyboard or on the smartphone. You notice any feelings there and you learn how to relax them. Down your forearms, being aware, mindful, relaxing as you go. Down to your hands and your fingertips. There's such a lot of sensations in my fingertips, it's so easy to watch those. Compared to all the other parts of my body I've relaxed, it's so easy to be aware of your fingertips. And see, just fill the mind with that sensation and see if you can just relax them, make peace with them. Bring them to a deep state of ease. Because you're learning. You're learning how to relax with kindness and letting things be. You're also learning to focus in this moment. And after a while it feels good. You go straight back up to your shoulders and your neck. The necks can also have so much aches and pains. Sometimes our postures, we can't do much else in our busy lives. So you're aware of your neck. Feel the sensations there. An ache, a tightness, a tension, whatever's there, even a pain. See how to relax it. Sometimes it's like tuning the old radios or focusing the camera on an old camera, focusing the lens, I meant. And you move it this way, you move it that way until everything comes in focus. Here you're not focusing, more like relaxing. Try this and try that until everything becomes loose and free and relaxed. Even when you have got a cough, an irritation in your throat, don't fight it, just be with it. Flow with it. If the throat wants to cough, that's fine. If you try and stop it, resist it, it gets worse. More tightness, more tension. So you notice that and see what you need to do to lessen that sensation or feeling. Just kindness, caring for it, not trying to get rid of it. Allowing it to be, loving it, being compassionate to your own throat. Moving up to your face. If you're like me, you always have a bit of hay fever. So feel the little sinuses a little bit blocked. You don't try to unblock the sinuses. You just let them be. Kind to them. Feeling sensations there and relaxing to the max. Sometimes I give the simile of a guitar string pulled so tight at each end that when something hits it, it makes a very high-pitched bing. When you loosen the tightness, when you loosen some of the stress of the guitar string, something hits it, it makes a low pitch sound. But when you loosen it totally, where there's no tension on that string, things hit it, impinge upon it, and it doesn't reverberate at all. If your body's that relaxed, it's so soft, nothing makes it move. And then you go just behind your eyes to your brain. What about your brain? My brain's been overworked. Poor brain. I asked you to do too much. So be aware of, even you imagine a tightness or a tension or a tiredness in your brain. Just imagining it, that's good enough. And then I imagine that brain relaxing. As if I could take out my brain and just put it in a bowl of warm, salty water, just floating there, just relaxing to the max. All the tightness, all the tension, the pulling and the pushing, the thing which stretches the guitar strings, all loosening off. So I imagine in my brain, tight pieces, and I loosen both ends. Simply guitar string is good because when you're really soft, loose and relaxed, things can't disturb you. There's a bang, there's a noise. It's like something hitting a guitar string. It doesn't reverberate. It doesn't last. So Someone bangs the door and it's gone. As soon as the sound goes, you don't think about it anymore. You're free. Before I leave my body, I just look at the whole body sitting here. I've just swept through it, relaxed it piece by piece. It really feels good. And I am mindful of the pleasure of a relaxed body. Not watching the body now, the beautiful, peaceful, relaxed feeling. It's a delightful feeling. Because I know when I focus on that delightful feeling in the body, my body relaxes even more. Really deeply. Because it's as if the mind enjoys the delight of a relaxed body and takes it deeper. Now my body is ready to just leave it alone while I watch my mind. If you don't relax the body, it's very hard to meditate. You're just caught up with aches and pains, and also with emotional trauma which is locked in the body. Can't even sleep at night. Great method to sleep. And then look at my mind in the present moment, because I've been in the present moment for the last 10 or 20 minutes. Same technique. Imagine my mind just like any other part of my body. Tired. Maybe aching. Tense. And then I see how I can relax my mind. Last year, you may remember, I started introducing the peaceometer. I just know how peaceful or how agitated I am. Just give it a number, 1 to 5. How peaceful, how agitated. And I, mindful of the peace or agitation of my own mind, I now learn what makes me more peaceful. Wanting, controlling, striving, that just makes me more tense. So I just let go. Be kind. Don't judge this moment, this mind. Allow it to be. Give this beautiful kindness. Mind, in this moment, the door of my heart is totally open to you with unconditional acceptance. Unconditional mindfulness. Just aware and kindly. And my mind becomes peaceful. I'm not watching the breath. I'm not doing anything. I'm just checking how peaceful I am and how I can develop that peace deeper and deeper. When that peace becomes delightful, I focus on the delight, the pleasure of peace. And then my mind tends to get silent. It's happy, it's satisfied. It doesn't need to escape with thinking. It's just there. Breath comes up by itself. I'm going to be quiet now for a few minutes to enjoy the silence myself. And then I'll end the meditation in about 10 minutes, 8 minutes. getting close to the end of the retreat, at the end of the meditation period now. How peaceful are you? How relaxed are you? What worked and what didn't work? This is where you explore the results of meditation. You join the dots, you understand what works, what doesn't work. That way, every time, you learn a little bit more, become more skilled in the art of meditation. It's the best thing I ever learned. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes sounding for the 3rd time, that is when we come out of the meditation. Very good.